Hi, this is Wendy Powell, your livestock production agent with the Wildcat Extension District. While we are enjoying some beautiful fall weather, the onset of winter is getting nearer, and with it, an important event in agriculture, the first killing frost. Here in southeast Kansas, we usually see this event in the last couple of weeks of October. Prussic acid, also known as cyanide, is a concern with forage like sorghums, sedan grass, sorghum sedan crosses, and other closely related species like Johnson grass and corn stalks. Prussic acid can be absorbed into the bloodstream, causing respiratory problems that lead to death. Plant species, age and condition, soil fertility, herbicide applications, even harvest technique play a role in the concentration factor within the plant. But today, we're going to focus on the quick facts of when to be concerned, how to test, and how to manage problems. Prussic acid becomes concerning whenever there are levels greater than 600 parts per million in a plant that animals are consuming. The highest levels are seen with new growth, new regrowth, or within the first week of that first killing frost. The signs of prussic acid poisoning appear within 20 minutes after the animals have consumed the tainted forage. The visual symptoms include staggering, labored breathing, spasms, and foaming at the mouth. Treatment must be administered quickly to prevent death. These clinical signs are similar to nitrate toxicity, but animals with cyanide poisoning have bright red blood that clots slowly, whereas animals poisoned with nitrates have dark, chocolate-colored blood. The smell of bitter almonds is often detected in animals poisoned with cyanide. Because it occurs quickly, the symptoms are usually observed too late for effective treatment. The animal can be treated with an injection of sodium nitrate and sodium thiosulfate. Animals still alive, 1 or 2 hours after the onset of visible signs, usually recover. Two types of test procedures are available for determining prussic acid in plants. One is a quantitative test and involves sending material to the lab. This one will tell you the actual level of cyanide in the plant. But as we know, cyanide will volatilize as the plant sample dries. Strict protocols must be followed. The second test is a simple indication test. It won't give levels for a sample, but it can be done in the field. If you're interested in checking for the presence or absence of prussic acid, give me a call at the LeBlanc County Extension Office. It's not difficult to prevent prussic acid incidences on your livestock operation. Aside from testing, you can take steps to protect your animals. Feed grain or hay before turning critters out to pasture. This will prevent them from gorging themselves on the newfound lush pasture. Avoid grazing or green chopping young sorghum or sedan grass plants or new regrowth. Wait a week after frosts or drought-breaking rains to turn livestock out. Hay or ensile plants high in cyanide to reduce toxin levels. For more information on toxicities, give me a call at the LeBlanc County Extension Office, 620-784-5337.